Mycorrhizal fungi can help make a difference to boost plants in your garden. We're taking a peek underground next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Get online, on board, and on track with Utah State Parks online education for OHVs and PWCs. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17. Utah's personal watercraft and off-highway vehicle youth education programs required by law are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov.
Maximize growth in your garden with the help of beneficial fungi. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners explains.
Mycorrhizae are the equivalent of a fungus root. They're not a root, but they're underground. They do it. And that's really where most of your mushroom is. It's underground in this fibrous network. If you don't have that fibrous network of mycorrhizae, you do have sick soil, period. That's just all there is to it. And so we need to get past the idea where we look at fungus as the enemy, because most of the time it's not. Most of the time it's our friend. And if we do that, your tomatoes, your squash, probably most of your annuals will do well with that, and most of your perennials, and most of your trees and shrubs. You need a certain amount of that. The mycorrhizae you buy can only go so far. They've only got so many species that they can stick into a container. And there's so many species in the world and in nature to keep up with. But if you inoculate your soil with that when you plant your big stuff and you plant your little stuff, you probably won't need it for more than a year or two unless you're doing stupid stuff like over-fertilizing or doing a lot of tilling. You're going to have just really nice stuff happen. So teach your kids to eat the mushrooms, and then learn to live with them, because that is the way God intended things to happen. I've found that I don't do very successfully when I try and fight him. It's not a good way in the garden.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.